Welcome to Reddit Drama, where we dive into Reddit's most buzzworthy posts. Today's trending post on Reddit is pure holiday family drama. You know the deal? Thanksgiving, big family reunion, everyone's excited to be together. Then bam, someone pulls a surprise move that messes with the sleeping arrangements. So OP's aunt invites everyone to stay at her place, but things go downhill when a surprise guest and a surprise pregnancy throws everything into chaos. Let's dive in and see if OP's the villain, or just protecting her sleep. So OP, a 38-year-old woman, was super pumped about Thanksgiving at her aunt's house. Aunt was all excited for everyone to get together, like the whole family, including OP and her siblings' families. But there was one condition. Everyone had to stay at aunt's house. And here's where it gets good. OP, being the only single and child-free one in the family, always ends up on the couch or floor. You know, typical holiday drama. OP was done with that. She confirmed with Aunt that she'd get a real bed in a room with a door, just a little space to herself. And when OP arrived, she was pleasantly surprised. She got a queen bed all to herself. No couch, no floor, no drama. But then, plot twist, the day before Thanksgiving, OP's cousin, a 35-year-old man, rolls up with his girlfriend, a 28-year-old woman who's 6 months pregnant. He originally told Aunt he wasn't coming because of work, but surprise. He shows up with his pregnant girlfriend, so now there's no room for everyone. OP's aunt, being the good host she is, tells OP to stay in her room, and the cousin and his girlfriend will have to make do. The cousin ends up on the couch, and the girlfriend is on an air mattress. Now, here's where OP's mom steps in. She's like, "Why don't you just give up your bed? The girlfriend's pregnant. She needs it more than you." OP's mom thinks OP should have just given up the bed and taken the couch. But OP is not having it. She's already been through years of bad holiday sleeping arrangements, and she needs a proper bed. And anyway, Aunt said she could keep the bed, so OP's not budging. So OP's mom starts lecturing her about being a bad guest and how she should have just sacrificed the bed for the couple. OP's like, "I'm not doing that, and honestly, I can't blame her." All right, so is OP the asshole here? Honestly, I don't think so. She was promised a bed, and her aunt was cool with the arrangement. The cousin could have offered to share the bed with his girlfriend or sleep on the couch. It's not like OP was the only one who could have made the sacrifice. So I'm going to say OP's not the asshole. I get that the girlfriend is pregnant, but OP had already been clear she needed a good night's sleep. Plus, it was last minute. She shouldn't be the one who has to give up her bed just because they didn't plan properly. Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, "I got to write that down," but only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods, capture podcast highlights anytime, anywhere. Okay, let's go back to our Reddit stories. The next trending post brings us some classic family drama with a Christmas twist. OP's pregnant, her husband's on her side, and everyone's expecting a Christmas miracle. But OP's big decision, whether or not to ditch her family's old holiday tradition, is causing a whole lot of drama. So should OP break the tradition for her own growing family? Or is she just being selfish? So OP, a 33-year-old female, is 6 months pregnant with her first baby, and she's got a bit of a dilemma. Every year her parents, especially her dad, have this big tradition where the whole family drives 45 minutes into the mountains to cut down a Christmas tree. Sounds magical, right? Well, not so much for OP. The tree farm is super remote, and it's always freezing and wet. Plus, there's zero amenities. No fire pits, no hot cocoa. Just trees, lots of trees. And honestly, OP's never really been into it. Even though OP doesn't enjoy it, she's been going along with it because, well, it's tradition. But now, being pregnant and wanting to start her own traditions with her husband and future daughter, OP's feeling like it's time to break away. Her husband is totally on board. They've found a much more kid-friendly tree farm nearby with fun activities and fire pits. Perfect for their little one. So OP pitches this idea to her parents, suggesting they try the new place, but her dad says, "Nope, we're going to Joey's place. Tradition's tradition." And of course, her siblings, none of them have kids, are piling on the guilt too, telling her she should just go along with it because it's only 1 hour of your time and just do it for dad. But for OP, it's not just 1 hour. It's a 45-minute drive each way, plus a couple of hours spent in miserable weather at a place she doesn't like. And she's not sure how fun that will be for a little kid. She really wants to start her own holiday traditions now that she's got a kid on the way. Her parents are super loving, but she just doesn't feel like her reasons are being respected, and she's having a hard time saying no. So, OP's big question, AETA for breaking away from my parents' Christmas tree tradition to start my own family tradition? All right, let's break this down. First off, OP's not the jerk here. She's just evolving. It's totally normal to want to create new traditions when you're starting your own family. Plus, she's 6 months pregnant. That alone should be reason enough to skip the icy, wet, no hot cocoa tree farm this year. I mean, it sounds like OP's parents are clinging to the nostalgia of dragging everyone to their friend's farm. But traditions evolve. It's not like she's cutting them out completely. She's even offering alternatives that could work for everyone, especially with kids in the picture now. But the real kicker? The guilt trips. Just do it for dad, or it's only an hour. Like, come on, guys, it's way more than an hour, and clearly OP has put up with this for years, even though she didn't enjoy it. Now, her wanting something that works for her own family isn't selfish. It's practical and honestly overdue. Plus, let's not forget, this new tradition might actually be more fun for everyone, including the grandparents, once they see how kid-friendly it is. So, here's the deal. OP, stand your ground. It's not about abandoning the family, it's about balancing their traditions with the needs of your growing family. If your dad still doesn't get it, well, maybe he should try scoping out a tree farm with fire pits and hot cocoa sometime. I have a feeling he might just come around. Alright, today's last post is a bit of a wild one. Picture this. You're at your cousin's house for Thanksgiving. Things are a little tense between her and her boyfriend. And then suddenly, you leave. And the boyfriend leaves her. Yup, that's exactly what happened to OP, and now she's being blamed for it. Let's dive in and see if OP's in the wrong here, or if her cousin's drama is all on her. So, OP was visiting her cousin for Thanksgiving, and things were a little chaotic. Her cousin was all about making sure her kids were doing chores. No big deal, right? They're teaching the kids responsibility, that's fair. But then things started getting a little intense. Apparently the cousin's boyfriend, who'd been home from being an over-the-road trucker for the first time in 6 weeks, was trying to help out, but the cousin wasn't having it. He's taking care of their baby, and suddenly she's screaming at him about washing dishes. I mean, who hasn't been there? Stress mounting, exhaustion piling up, but this is a whole new level. OP tries to step in and entertain the baby, just to ease the tension, and that sets the cousin off. Classic! So OP does what any sane person would do. She goes to visit some other family. Fast forward to later that night, and OP comes back to grab a drink, just chatting casually with the boyfriend. And then, of course, here comes the cousin, yelling at him to come help in the kitchen. OP, jokingly, asks if he's grounded, and the cousin's like, "Yeah, he better stay in here with me and support me." But of course, things get even messier. The cousin starts fighting with her son over him staying at his boyfriend's family's house instead of coming back home. And when he refuses, it all blows up. OP finally packs up and leaves, and guess what? The boyfriend takes off with his son the next morning. Now OP's cousin is saying it's her fault, blocking her on social media and letting her niece trash-talk OP all over town. OP's just like, life's too short for this drama. And honestly, I'm with her. She wasn't the one causing the meltdown. She was just trying to stay out of the mess. Her cousin, however, seems to be projecting her frustrations onto others, especially her boyfriend. Instead of addressing her own stress, she's using OP as a scapegoat. Family dynamics can get tricky, and sometimes the best move is to step away when things get toxic. It's clear that OP was trying to help, but when the blame starts getting thrown unfairly, leaving was probably the healthiest option. What do you think? Should OP have stuck around, or was leaving the right choice? Let us know in the comments. That's all for today's show. Welcome to subscribe to Reddit Drama. See you time.